Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And it's time to play a game.
Talking about my generation.
Hey now.
Yeah. That's right. We rounded up as many Joes as we could find in the building.
Oh.
So that
not
we could
confusing
play
at all.
Bridge the gap. Well, we got Joe Spadoni.
There we go.
Over here.
Faison over here. What's up?
From the morning roast on the game.
Spadoni. That's right.
And we have Joe Cunningham, VP of sales.
Oh.
Playing for Generation
X. Oh. Can I change my title? Can I just be some guy?
The amount of
no,
some guy
you're
over there.
Upper crust, pal.
Yeah. Whatever.
Take it.
As long as you don't call me Joe Spaghetti like my entire life. So
that's
very nice.
Oh,
baby. No. New nickname just dropped.
You just found his Achilles, everyone.
Yeah. And he gave it to you.
That's
here's
right.
a knife. Cut it. Go ahead.
Right.
I love spaghetti, though.
I'm going to use that in round number two.
Thank
yeah.
you. Vinny, well, Vinny, you're Italian, right?
Of course I
come
am.
Come on, your name's
yep.
Vincenzo?
Yep.
There you go. See, come on, yeah. look at that nose. Come
although
on.
His...
It is very Italian, isn't it?
The yep. camera adds 3 inches, too. There you go.
Yeah. yeah, that's why we love having the cameras in mm-hmm. here so much.
Uh-huh.
You guys basically do the whole show on...
The entire thing. It's real spectacular.
Do you
spectacular.
Stream it in real time?
We do. 6 to 10, Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky. Chasky's solo right now. I'll join him in about 10 minutes. Glowing in that Warriors win last night over the Phoenix Suns.
Needed huge it. Win.
He can
needed
talk it. By himself, no problem.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's not, you know.
Were they all a little bit mad or jealous or anything?
No, they were great. No, Chasky loves you guys. I think he wishes he could do the show with you every single day if he could.
I can tell because he pauses outside the window and like looks longingly in here. And I'm like, go
I'm
back
here.
To the other Joe.
He's waiting
go
for an invitation.
Go back to the Joe Joe show. And sometimes we do extend it. Like, all right, come on in.
So you're on 95.7.
The game.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where they do mornings, everyone.
It's our absolutely. Bratty little brother station. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's how the game works. We've got Gen X represented by Joe Cunningham. We've got the Zillennials represented by, I want to say Spicoli, but it isn't that. Joe Spadoni.
That's another one. Thank you.
Yeah, you're yes. welcome. I figured.
Well, what's a Zillennial? Real quick. What is that? I thought I was just a Millennial. I was born in 93. That's
he's
like
definitely a Millennial. I've talked to him
Gen
in the
Z,
break room.
Millennial, Zillennial.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Bob vetted everybody.
Okay.
You're in.
Yeah. Right, sweet.
I think that you'll be a fine representation, both of you.
Thank you.
So it works like this. We're going to ask questions to Joe Spadoni that any person in Gen X would know the answer to. If you can't answer the question, Joe Cunningham, you'll have a chance to steal.
Mm.
Same goes for you. Bob is going to ask questions any 30-year-old would know. If you get it right, yay. If not, Joe Spadoni is going to have a chance to steal.
I'm set up for epic fail.
You're going right. to be great.
You got kids my age, right?
I think you started last
As far as you know.
Yeah, as far as yeah, I was going to say. There you go.
All right.
What a response.
Joe Spadoni.
Let's go.
First question for you. Who are Mark Goodman, Nina Blackwood, Martha Quinn, J.J. Jackson, and Alan Hunter?
Ooh, that's definitely a band, right? That's definitely not a news station. Listen, my mom was born in the 60s. There's an age gap between my mom and dad. My dad was born in 49. My mom was born in 61. All right. And I'm one of 10 kids, by the way. I don't know if you guys know that. I have 9 brothers and sisters.
I did not.
So I know a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. I got a very big family. This has nothing
Stalling.
To do with the answer, obviously.
Yeah.
Stalling. Call me Joseph Stalling right now. There you go.
I refuse.
Okay, don't touch that one. I'm going to go Mamas and the Papas.
All right. That is incorrect.
Oh, no.
All right, Joe.
Considering that Martha Kim was a former coworker of mine, that is the original MTV VJ lineup.
Oh, no.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! We actually got it!
Sorry, that was a little...
Wait. Like MTV when they used to do music, like
yes.
Once Upon a Time.
Very
yeah.
early
Not Jersey
days.
Shore.
Those,
okay. right.
Those are the VJs.
I'm more yep. a Jersey Shore Real World guy, so there you go. That's
oh, well, don't worry. Your
that
girl's going to ask
question, Clocky.
Thank you so much.
All right, first question for Joe Cunningham.
All right, here we go.
What do people do on Twitch?
On Twitch? Well, Twitch is a social media site, Twitch. I think that... Twitch.
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 Where,
I see it in the eye.
Twitch. I think where Twitch is music where.
Yeah, you don't quite no. have the no. stall down either that he had going. But yeah.
By the way,
tell a story from your.
Yeah. Twitch is located like 2 blocks down from us,
yes,
like the
yep.
building is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a. Do I get the chance
you
to steal?
You certainly
it?
Do.
Yeah.
Have
it is
chance
a streaming
steal.
Service.
Streaming service.
Yes.
God, how did I not know that? Because it's yeah. a it's a partner of ours. So sorry.
Yep. Oh, boy. Think, not anymore. Jeez, Joe.
Tough
scene. Tough scene.
All right. So 1-1.
1-1.
Okay.
Joe Spadoni. What is an IBM Selectric?
Oh, an IBM. So that's like a computer company. So it has to be a computer, right? Like the right there. It's a computer. IBM.
It is not.
What?
It's an original IBM typewriter.
The original IBM typewriter.
Yeah, that's two. I can't believe it. Oh, we got us a ringer.
Okay.
All right.
Joe Cunningham.
God.
So old school.
Yes.
Define Chuggy.
Chuggy is something that's just, it's kind of, I don't know, it's like, it's kind of just, it's not gross, but it's like, I don't know, it's like, it's not nerdy, but it's like.
No, you don't quite have it. It's a term that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait, can't you steal it?
Chuggy?
Yeah,
Chuggy.
I know what it is, but it's not.
That's something that a millennial should know? A Chuggy?
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
So it's actually a term that Gen Z came up with to describe millennials when they're being cringy.
Oh, cringy. Yeah, cringy. Shoot.
So it makes sense that you wouldn't quite know it's Spadoni because you probably are Chuggy.
I clearly fall into that category because I don't know what it is.
Feeling a little Chuggy right
now. All right.
The secret nickname.
The score currently stands at 2-1.
Oh, no.
Gen X finally in the lead. This is the third week, and we got our asses handed to us the last two weeks. All right,
you jinxed me this morning. You said you guys, I'm undefeated. The millennials, and like, you put a lot of pressure on me, and I'm feeling it right now.
I feel like that's my job.
You should have said cringy.
All right, guys. Joe Spadoni's boss is walking by, giving me the eye. So,
let's hurry it up.
I'm gonna take my time then.
Okay.
I really want to antagonize Matt. 1980s TV show Knight Rider featured David Hasselhoff and a talking car whose name was
Kit.
Oh!
And it was voiced by Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World.
You know, William Daniels. Yes.
I gotta give it to you.
Apparently he had the toy car or something.
Yeah.
We are tied up.
Here we go. Final question.
What band had the lead hit single called I'm a Believer off the 2001 masterpiece Shrek?
Smash Mouth.
Nice.
Oh my God. So you got to play the Gen X.
I am.
Celebration.
Here we go. Let's go.
Did we win? Yes.
Wait, who's
you finally pulled it off.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
You're
in sports talk radio.
I don't know what this is.
Oh my God. You know what, Joe?
Did I make us proud?
We're going to have you back as many times as we possibly can.
Woo-hoo.
That was excellent. I loved it.
And I was close on Chuggy, Bob.
I mean,
nerdy and cringy. All right, you're right. I had to, I failed on that one.
I've
but,
never
okay.
heard Chugi. Oh my god! But I guess I'm falling into that category.
My kids
right
use Chugi all the time, and I can't believe I failed on that one. All right.
Oh, you do have kids?
I do.
Oh,
as far as you know.
I was hoping for a 6-7 reference, but
no, oh, no 6-7 today.
Too
sorry
easy.
About
that's
it.
In yeah. the zeitgeist.
I had to.
All right.
All right. Thanks for having
Joe
us.
Joe Spadoni.
Thank
Joe
you, guys.
Cunningham, the Joes. This was great.
This
thank
was
you.
Fun.
It's especially good because the little Joe lost.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
Oh, now you're little Joe. Oh, that's bad.
I have
oh.
five older brothers. I've always been little Joe.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right.
Thank you guys so
much.
Thank you
so much. This is awesome.
There we go. Bridge the gap. We'll play it every Wednesday. Oh, look, they're hot. That's what good sportsmanship. Very enjoyable.
That went a lot better.
That did. That I went feel, very smoothly. I feel, do you guys, yeah. great job. I thought the execution on that was excellent.
I actually, yeah, I think that went really
that was
smoothly.
Fun.
You want to get a couple texts in?
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
Let's do it.
From the 408, great segment of Bridging the Gap. Excellent guesses.
Those were good guesses.
408, Gen Xer here. Millennial sounds like a made-up term. Millennials just made up to not feel old and want to be cool as Gen Z.
Yeah, of course. That's exactly what
well,
it is.
Well, also, we have a problem with the gaming pool.
Yes. We only
here
have
in
who
the
we
building,
have to pick
from. So we've had to sort of expand it. I think eventually, this is just early days, eventually we'll use listeners to come in
I would
and
like
compete.
That.
Right. I think that would be great. I know it's hard to huff it into the city, but if you're able,
yeah,
it might be really fun.
And we'll try to find some prizes
yeah,
for
that'd
you.
Be good.
Tickets to something fun. Or
not
whatever.
Lint from our pockets, but something worthwhile.
I thought cash. That your questions were great today, too. Like, really good
not
job.
Not too hard. I yours can't were believe, tough. I didn't know any of yours.
I can't believe he pulled out Kit.
I
was
can't
like, there's
believe,
no way he'll know.
I thought Kit is way more pop culture, but I would have thought the MTV one was a lock for anybody.
Yeah.
Just cuz.
I've decided to roll the dice on it because I'm like, there's just no way that a kid who's 32 years old could know that those names were the original five MTVJs.
Growing up, visiting New York all the time, I went to New York one summer. I don't remember how old I was, but that was a local channel in New York before it went national.
Yeah.
So they were sort
yes.
of, it was the practice shows, you yeah. might say. And I was watching it going, oh my gosh, what is this? And it wasn't even Asia was, or, you know, the Buggles or like these bands that you go, I'm not sure, but it's pretty cool. But it did go wide and was widely known. I'm sure every Gen Xer went, that's too easy, Sarah. You just blew it.
And
then he didn't.
And Joe was like,
absolutely.
I happen to
you
know
you didn't
this
know that one.
One?
No, I didn't know. I don't think I knew any of those.
Oh.
Oh.
408, sounds great hearing you try your best and try new things. From a 20-year-long listener, Justin, on the radio, South Bay.
That was a little condescending.
I thought that was
okay.
from Michael Martin. Thank you.
Dump that.
Don't dump that. Yeah. All right.
Oh, 925. Bridge the gap of generations and stations.
Aww.
Oh, I know. That's actually my favorite part about this is that because I don't think we've ever had so many coworkers so close to us. At the other building, we were on two floors that in a building that covered an entire block.
Yeah,
it's like been really fun to get to know those guys.
Well, and radio's changed. Like when we used to do radio, everybody was the enemy. Every
yes.
other station.
Yeah,
and that's just dumb. It's
but
like
it is
you know,
dumb. We are all in the same business. We're all colleagues.
Yeah,
yeah, it's nice. And I actually really love the guys at the game. They're friendly and funny and nice. They're nice kids. All young enough to be my sons. It's like I have a whole bunch of new sons. Daughters.
What?
What?
You're not that old. You don't need to take on that role with those boys.
I'm old enough to be their parents.
Oh, come on.
Not Joe Cunningham, though, our today's champion. Oh, that was great. So if somebody wins the game, do we have to put them like a moratorium on like how long before they can
well,
come back?
We want to try some new people out.
Or should we have them defend their title?
That might be an interesting way to go. Like
so that
a person goes
run.
On a run.
I don't like this competitive look in your eyes. You're crazed. You've been obsessing about this game all week. And now I understand why. Because you're
well,
feeding off
win.
Of the wins. Oh, my goodness.
Winning is good.
No, yeah. it turns
oh
you
God.
Into crazy people. Look at you guys.
You sound like my daughter. It's not fair that someone wins. What?
It's a game.
Winning is everything. It's the only thing.
You all look crazed
I feel,
right now.
Okay, I'm going to take my crazy look off and just pretend that I'm not super ultra competitive. I do feel like there's, we should discuss that because yeah, I feel like if somebody has won the game and they're able to and willing to, that they should come back and defend their title. Like Joe was really good.
Yeah, but what if we have the same guy, but they win every week? Then it's.
Oh, then it gets boring, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I was very psyched.
One more. I would literally fly from Idaho to play that game.
Oh!
If Nampa, somebody comes in, maybe we'll do like more questions than that, too. Like, we could extend it to five. Because if you're coming all the way in and having to hike up to the building, you know.
If you're someone that hasn't listened to the show for the many years it's been on, we used to do this bit, CQDQ, where people came in to compete. And the listeners loved it. We loved it. But it did get... Like, we allowed the bets to just get completely out of hand. And I left.
And even the questions.
And it got worse after I left.
Oh, my God. It turned into, it was actually, like, I was fighting tooth and nail to win because I did not want to do the bet payoff. Like,
they were great. They were great bet payoffs. I don't know.
Mm-mm. And it got to the point where it was, like, not chick quiz, dude quiz. It was this chick versus this dude.
Right.
Like, people would send us their entire resume of all the things that they know about, and you'd kind of draw from that to ask questions. Oh, it was ridiculous. Anyway, that was super fun. I love playing games. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do the news, and we'll move on with our lives, you guys. It's hump day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 97.3 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily. I think we have a pic of our two contestants today, the Joes. There's a Maddie came in and took a picture, so maybe we'll throw that up there on the Sarah and Vinny Instagram, on the Alice 97.3 Instagram. Plus, links to all our personal profiles can be found there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD, GLP-1s for weight loss. Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Mention radio.
Oh.
to start for just $99 this season. That's right. Radio is your code word to save you money at Jumpstart MD. That's radio at nice. jumpstartmd.com.
Save some money.
Mm-hmm.
Get skinny.
Right. You want to hear something ridiculous?
Of course I do. I live for
Christina
ridiculous.
Was getting ready last night to go to Talia's. That's a family friend, a little girl that grew up. Like, I watched this little girl grow up. She's 21 now.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Talia.
Happy birthday.
Anyway, she's getting ready to go see her, and she's going to bring Edie with her, and they're going to go out at night, last night.
Oh.
And she's getting ready, and she's like, oh. I hate, like, she's just going, I don't like how anything fits me. And I go, are you kidding? And she goes, I just feel, and I go, listen, I told the girls that I bought Isla two pairs of pants. One of them fit Isla, and you got the other pair, put them on, and kept them. And Sarah's response was, I hate skinny bitches. and my wife's face, she cracks this big smile, and I'm like, in what world is that a compliment except girl world?
Girl world is like, thank you for calling me skinny. The bitch part, also thank you.
Right.
Thank you for knowing me.
Fully cracks this big smile and is happy about it. I just went, oh my God.
She is tiny.
And she skipped out of the room.
She'll love that.
And went off to the, all the stuff. I mean, good Lord.
That's funny. Oh.
Don't you hate skinny bitches?
She goes, I'm still so mad.
Wow.
Her and her 28 jeans. Oh.
They were 24.
No. She took the smaller ones?
No, I bought 23s and 24s. Oh. Isla put on the 23, and I went, okay, well, I'll return the other pair. She pulled them on and went, these fit. You're keeping them.
You're actually hurting me a little bit right
now. I'm just telling you the story.
I guess
that
in my mind, I'd revisionist historied it to a 27 and a 28. She'd like, I'm swimming in a 28. I'll kill you.
I didn't know people were 24s.
I didn't even know they were a thing.
Me either.
I guess she shops in the kids department, huh?
Today's temp in the mid-60s. We will see rain until on and off until about 3 p.m. And there's another storm about a week out. But this one, your commute home should be dry. Lots of wind today, though. So, you know, be prepared for that.
Yeah, it's the flags are going crazy out there this morning.
This first story is one that Sarah has mentioned many times. So I thought, you know, I'll mention this as we're heading into the holidays. Women are more likely to be the holiday CEO for their family.
There is no Christmas without mom.
And they say, and their gut feels it. It often, all the stress of seasonal planning, cooking, shopping, hosting duties often causes such stress for the woman in charge of the holiday CEO that it often makes it difficult to enjoy for them.
It is. It's definitely, and I do the bare minimum. I mean, John is actually pretty helpful. He'll go get the tree, but I'm the one that has to decorate it. He likes it. You know what it is? Dudes like things that you have to plug in and go, you know, be all manly to get the tree. And then he comes, he's like, oh, I'll help you with the lights. And then he's like, poof. And there I am hanging out.
The tree is a mandatory ingredient for the holidays, but, you know, red and green doilies on every surface. You can skip that. Mm. We don't need it. It's all right.
More like just, I mean, there've been Christmases where I'm like, I'm going to buy myself a few presents just so I have some. So I'm lucky if I get any. Oh, look, I see here's something from mom. From mom. Thanks, mom.
Anyway, the holiday CEOs want you to remember that the stress causes them health issues, including gut problems and more. Headaches, gastrointestinal issues.
Oh my God, incredible.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Gut distress, they call it here, but.
Just, yeah. Listen, I want to say I give it up to the moms who go all out, the people who decorate and do the lavish meal and host the family and do all that. It is a lot and it's great. And I really, thinking about like how the duties are split at my house, I actually have it pretty good. I cannot discount that John does all the cooking, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
But I do set the table and put a nice centerpiece in the middle. And
back
sure
to the doilies,
looks
right?
Amazing. Yes, uh-huh. Doilies, yes. Everywhere. I hang them everywhere. We cut them up and make them into snowflakes. They look amazing.
I always go back to that line. I know this is a terrible thing to think of, but I think of that line from Dumb and Dumber where he says, you know, girls, they just want everything to be perfect. And I'll watch my wife kill herself to get something done where I think
that no one will even notice, but it matters to her.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
But okay. Apparently you do.
Yeah.
Butterball's annual Thanksgiving report found the average Thanksgiving will have 9 people at it.
Oh.
Down from 10 last year. And 1 in 5 get-togethers will be potluck.
That
as
is
we
usually,
head into Thanksgiving.
Please bring this or that.
The weird thing about this Thanksgiving is if we don't get the government back up and running, it will continue to cause flight issues. So if you're planning to travel for the holidays, and I might be, I'm actually wondering where, like, what time do you fly in hopes of not getting bumped or canceled when you've got flight, you know, air traffic not showing up.
I know.
Because they're not paid or whatever.
We're going Florida to Boston to New York.
Oh, my
back
God.
I know. So I always tell John when we travel, like, you did all the planning. You did everything you can do. We will get where we're going or get home. Like, we're together. This is funny.
And you do the best you can do.
You do the best you can do. It's hard. And it's so friggin' stressful traveling.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and they claim, and this, by the way, was Butterball releasing their Thanksgiving report, but they say food is not the top thing we're looking forward to. Family time ranks first, then food is second. So remember that.
Mm. Just see the people that you love. Make sure they know how you feel about them.
I definitely missed some Thanksgivings early on in my career because I wanted to work.
Yeah.
But I also, it was fine. Like, it's not the end of the world. I realized I was a single, you know, adult male. So I guess it might be more important to someone else who's either younger or
has kids.
Yeah,
or,
whatever. Whatever. But I mean, at the time, okay, I'll have a sandwich. It's fine. I'm, you know.
Well, the first couple of years you're in radio, generally speaking, Bob, you work every holiday. The first 3 years I was in radio, I was never not working on New Year's Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving. All that you work on those days because you're the low man on the totem pole. And I was like, yeah, give me all the shifts.
Hosting Thanksgiving can be expensive and stressful, as we've already reported. Only a third of hosts feel confident and calm going into it. I think some people, I'm not talking about all of you, some people, including my wife, get off on it.
Yeah.
They want to host and they want it to be perfect.
Yeah.
She likes it.
Well, and she gets a lot of practice. Like she's, you know, you guys have gatherings at your house a lot. I feel like that is the least of my worries.
I'm sure. I'm sure there are ex-girlfriends out there not listening purposefully, but to hear how many parties are thrown at my house, there's one ex in particular who would be like, this guy never wanted to have parties at the house. And now his wife is throwing them all the time. 5 a year. Grown up a little.
Things change. Compromise happens.
Also, sometimes, you know, it might be easier to have it at your house than to, you know, get all dolled up and go somewhere else.
That is true.
Look on the bright side.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
89% of people polled say they will celebrate Thanksgiving. So there are people out there who are absolutely down.
Most of us. Wow, that's actually a big number. I love Thanksgiving.
I do too.
I would say it's right up there. Probably like between 4th of July and Thanksgiving, my favorite holidays. Christmas was pretty magical when my kids were little and when I was little. But now I feel like...
I love it. I understand. It's a kid... You know, it's the family kid thing. It's all that brought it back because I didn't care at all as a grown up without kids.
Yeah. It's just like a lot of chores to do.
Meh.
Now I'm back to that.
I love this one. This next story is not probably the reason the people who robbed the Louvre got away with it.
Oh.
But as they've done an audit now, looking into how could someone in broad daylight rob us of priceless
millions of dollars in Napoleon's jewels.
The Louvre's video security password was the Louvre.
No.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
The museum security system, as they've done an audit, reveals glaring issues going back many, many years.
And then anybody who leaves work at the Louvre knows the password is the Louvre.
They say using Louvre is only one step above using password.
Right.
Like, are you kidding? So that is just one of those funny moments where, you know, someone might have put it in place as they set the thing up. And then you get into your day and you move on with things. And
you expect someone to maybe make a change there at some point.
Many years later. Louvre is the password at the Louvre for the security.
Oh my God.
Well,
I guess you just reach a certain point where you feel comfortable enough that everything's protected and you've got your passwords and what could possibly go wrong? And plus it's daytime. It's not even like it's nighttime and the Mission Impossible people are breaking them from the roof.
This story is about getting married. And it's
getting married
for many. It's the biggest day of their life.
Yes.
Starting their life with this partnership that should carry you through to the grave.
Mm, yeah.
Building a life together, buying a home, having all your friends and family there to celebrate with you on your wonderful big day.
You look like a princess.
Right.
Yeah.
2 weeks before this lady's wedding, the bride uninvited half of her guests.
Oh.
When she explained her reasoning, people were livid.
Well, what's her reasoning?
The bride informed guests via a mass email they were no longer invited to the nuptials.
Oh.
Well just said. 2 weeks before. So that's people probably got hotels.
Made plans, bought gifts, got a new dress or whatever.
They say here, the bride decided to cut back on her wedding guest list just 2 weeks before her big day, leaving people furious over the last minute changes. Many were like, I don't understand what in the...
What did she give for a reason?
She said that she'd gone to see a spiritual advisor. She says this person is like her therapist or life coach or oracle.
Killed a psychic.
Oh, no.
This person ruined her life. Now all these people are that she loves are mad at her.
What did the psychic say?
That something about the number of people at that wedding will disrupt the spiritual alignment of the union.
Is this psychic trying to see what she can get away with? Like, see how deep this woman is in the palm of her hand?
I guess so.
Why would she do that?
Is her spiritualist Taylor Swift with her numerology?
The family that she uninvited got on a Zoom, and this is when the bride-to-be announced that she had a session with her psychic, and her psychic told her that having over 80 people at the wedding would disrupt the spiritual alignment of the union and create energetic blocks in the marriage.
Makes sense. That all lines up.
Well, to be fair.
No.
What?
If you're one of those guests who got uninvited.
You are. There is a degree of
relief.
You don't
want to go. Don't go. Don't support this person. Obviously, she's a little cuckoo bananas.
I know.
The bride and her fiance had to cut the guest list down and used an energy compatibility chart made by the psychic to decide who made the list and who got cut.
Oh, my God.
Anyone who wasn't in alignment with their vibrational frequency got cut out.
Mm.
Now, we all know if that happened to me, I'd be like, yes, we are not going to that.
What
I just got my weekend back.
What if Christina told you we have to disinvite half our guests? I've had this psychic do our chart. Like, what? Is this guy just so whipped he'll go along with anything this lady says? There's no pushback? Like, what are
well,
you
that's,
talking about?
I don't think it's like that. This is what I think. I had told her, not only do I not need a wedding, we're together. We've been together. We have two kids together. We're together. I don't need the government to tell me that
I don't need a piece of paper.
I don't need that. I don't need it at all.
I love you.
And then the amount of money we're spending, I don't need that either. So to me, that was one of those things where, yes, of course she can choose whatever she wants because I wasn't.
But now 2 weeks before the wedding, let's say she said, you know what? Your mom's vibes aren't lining up with ours. Your mom's out.
He's marrying this person. This person must have this stuff happen all the time in her life. I'm sure her psychic tells her all the time, can't shop on Thursday. Thursday's a... Interrupt the...
I'm calling BS. You know what? I'm calling BS. I think that 2 weeks was the deadline for the caterer. She got the final quote. She's like, I'm paying that. Let me come up with some BS to get his family members who I don't even want there off my plate.
I like it.
There's an idea for your wedding there, Bob.
The bridesmaid.
Sorry. You guys actually aren't going to be invited.
That's how we get cut. Yeah.
The bridesmaid says she didn't get uninvited, so she's still the bridesmaid, but her parents aren't invited anymore.
Wow. This is like, that lady took a scalpel to her friends.
Uh-huh.
And family. And acquaintances. That's so...
I told the bridesmaid said, I told her I'm not coming if my parents aren't invited. And she said, that's my choice, but I'm choosing fear over love. That's the bride said.
Said, I'm too afraid that my union will not last if your parents are there.
Right.
They got bad vibes.
She should get a second psychic opinion, I think.
Yes. Let's find another psychic for her.
She should write into Bad Advice.
She should.
We can got help her you. Out.
My psychic says I have to cut half my wedding party. What do you think? Break
bad
up your
advice,
psychic.
Bad Advice973@gmail.com. We're here for you.
We certainly are.
And the other number to get in touch is 800-400-3697. Maddie's got your text.
650. Love you guys. OFOC.
Oh, OFOC to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Overwhelming.
Do you know
feelings
what that is?
Concern.
Overwhelming feelings.
Oh, you do?
Concern.
Okay.
I learned that early on after coming back.
H-Y-G-L-O-F-O-C.
It goes way back, yeah.
Yeah. 925. Think after the break-in, they'll change the password to Louvre1?
Yeah. 123ABC, !!
I know it's not really a story, but I thought that was great.
It's awesome.
650. Hosting is a hobby. Let's honor those of us who love being extra with the doilies.
I love it. I can't wait to have hopefully a house one day where I can throw Thanksgiving and make it just a beautiful vibe for everybody. And then I don't have to get on an airplane.
That is nice.
That is one of the things.
Yep.
And somebody with a message to your wife, Christina can F all the way off.
Skinny bitch.
Literally.
Isn't that funny? I swear as I told her that quote,
no,
I wasn't sure
that. No,
how it was
going to
land, and she just
that.
Starts smiling. I'm like, oh, God.
Maybe we should start making Vinny take home the cookies that he won't eat. We take them home to Christina.
Yeah, let's start loading her up.
Fatten her up a
he
little bit.
He won't even eat it. He takes one little bit, and then it's sitting there all morning. I'm like, how does he not shove that in his face? I don't understand this.
Trying to, anyway.
Still, wouldn't you throw that out? I'm like, why are you torturing yourself by having a delicious cookie sitting next to you? Like, that's just weird. Any other ones?
415, it's wonderful to marry the person you think is your soulmate, but at the end of the day, marriage is nothing more than a business contract. Think about it. Love you guys. I don't think it's a business contract.
It's good business. Winterland tickets next with the meet and greet with Rob Thomas and... Forget Jelly Roll. I almost said Thompson. Forget Jelly Roll. Meet Veggie Roll.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.